Joining me now live over the phone this morning is Brittany Ritter. Brittany is the Director of Prevention Services at the Lincoln County Preventing ATOTS Abuse Coalition. Good morning, Brittany. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, I appreciate you taking some time. It's always good to catch up on what's happening with the ATOTS Coalition and everything happening around Lincoln County with this. And recently, just an event held in Kemmer that really focused in on suicide prevention and what was going to happen. Maybe summarize that panel discussion for us and remind us who was there and who all was involved and what took place there.
Sure. So on May 22nd, we had a call to action event in Kemmer. The event hosted a panel discussion consisting of Governor Gordon, myself, suicidologist Dr. Kent Corso, Mallory Bishop, suicide loss survivor, former Senator Fred Baldwin, and Barb Merritt, licensed social worker from Star Valley High School and Middle School.
Okay. And what were some of the points of discussion with those on the panel?
Right. So we really just took time to discuss where suicide and mental health is in Wyoming and in Lincoln County. We talked about what's important when discussing suicide and how to go about discussing suicide. And the main purpose of it all was to help decrease stigma associated around mental health and suicide. Having those conversations, making it okay to talk about it, and just being open and creating those connections and relationships with people in your life.
Brittany Ritter on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. And what were some of the maybe actionable takeaways that came from that panel and that discussion?
Sure. So over the past couple of years, we have implemented a program called PROSPER. And PROSPER is a gatekeeper training that anyone in the community can engage in. And it's a very simple process that starts from the very beginning of acknowledging warning signs and potential crisis that somebody may be in to the intervention phase of getting that person help. And the great thing about PROSPER is it really gives people in crisis the autonomy to be able to deal with those situations on their own after putting in a particular plan in place. It's called a crisis response plan. Putting that plan in place, because we know that Lincoln County and Wyoming, we don't have a ton of mental health resources. We don't have a ton of suicide resources. So if we can teach our own people how to deal with crisis and we can provide support to those people without having to engage in other resources, we know that keeping that autonomy helps improve the outcome of mental health, and we're not putting people in Title 25 and we're not having to use emergency services nearly as much. So our ask of this call to action event is for people to sign up to participate in PROSPER trainings, whether it be in their civic group, at their place of employment, maybe they have a religious affiliation, whatever it may be, we can provide these trainings to anybody.
Okay, so these are something where you actually go on site, go on location to a business or some sort of community event, and actually do the training right on site then?
That's correct. And we have everything from a 90-minute training to a full 2-day training. We really can tailor it to the population that we're addressing.
Okay. And really break it down even further, if you will, Brittany, on as far as the benefits. Let's say a corporation or a business in Lincoln County wanted to provide this training for their staff. What does that look like, and what really will be the takeaways from that PROSPER training when it's all said and done?
Sure. So the majority of our employers engage in that 90-minute training just because it's super feasible for employers to provide this to the majority of the employees because of the shortened time frame. So when a person engages in that 90-minute training, they will go through a skill set of learning what a crisis might look like, what types of things to say to that person, developing a crisis response plan with somebody that is in need. You understand what type of verbiage to say and not to say. You learn how to ask the questions. It's really building your toolbox, so to say, or so to speak, on how to help somebody in crisis without feeling like you have to be a counselor or a psychologist.
Gotcha. Brittany Ritter this morning. Again, Brittany's the Director of Prevention Services with Lincoln County Preventing ATODS. And so how does someone begin that process to begin this PROSPER training?
Yeah, so they can reach out to me at any time. Brittany Ritter at LincolnCounty.gov is my, or LincolnCountyWY.gov, excuse me, is my email address. They can email me. They can go on our website, LincolnCountyPrevention.com, or they can shoot me a text or a phone call at 307-390-8442.
Very great. Brittany, I know that the ATODS Coalition has some other events coming up, but before we move on to that, any other items you'd like to mention about PROSPER or this call to action event that was recently held in Kemmer?
I don't think so. I just want to encourage people to start having conversations, because when you start having those conversations, you decrease the stigma. You provide that glimmer of hope for people that you may not know really need it. And that's the important part. When you can plant those seeds of hope, people will always gain something from that.
Absolutely. Well, Brittany, what other events or items do you have coming up with the coalition, either later this summer or even into the fall?
Yeah, so we do lots of tips training, responsible beverage service training throughout our summer months, because we have numerous events throughout the county where alcohol services is provided. Coming up in September, we are partnering with the Women's Conference to provide some great learning opportunities to engage with other women, and also to provide some mental health type training. That's in September, and that'll be down here in Kemmer at the South Lincoln Training and Event Center. We have an awesome kids-only area that we are providing this year at the Oyster Ridge Music Festival that is free of alcohol, kind of changing that environment for kids so that they can engage and have some fun in promoting environmental responsibility for people that are under the age of 21. So those are just a couple things that I can think of off the top of my head, but yeah, it's going to be a fun summer for us.
Great. Excellent. And maybe just to close out here, maybe remind people of the vision and purpose, if you will, of preventing ATODS abuse and the resources available right in Lincoln County.
Yeah, so our primary goal is to provide prevention services for alcohol, specifically underage alcohol consumption and adult overconsumption. We provide cessation services and youth initiation information for tobacco. We operate we partner with the National Jewish Health to provide the Wyoming Quit Tobacco Program. So people that are wanting help with cessation services for any type of tobacco product, including vape devices, we provide free help for them, and that includes any nicotine replacement therapy, both prescription and non-prescription. We do a lot of work on opioid awareness and prevention. You can visit your local pharmacy in both Kemmer and all the Brolin's pharmacies in the Star Valley area and get Narcan free at cost. We also work on suicide and preventing suicide, having those conversations, and just helping save any life that we can.
Brittany Ritter, Director of Prevention Services at Lincoln County Preventing ATODS Abuse. Additional details at LincolnCountyPrevention.com. Brittany, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good week.
All right. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.